In the very early morning, as daylight started to colour the day, a tall, slim man opened the boot of his car and took out a plain blue nylon shopping bag. It would probably have looked more at home on the arm of a bargain-seeking housewife than in the hands of the driver of a sleek black BMW. Kevin Matthews shut the boot with a heavily expensive clunk and set off to the car park of the motorway service station. He pulled up the collar of his sheepskin coat so that it covered most of his face and moved fast and confidently towards the dimly lit cafe. Halfway along the pedestrian path, Kevin stopped. He secured the bag between his feet and, snatching a glimpse over his shoulder, bent low as if to tie up his shoelace. Satisfied he wasn't being followed, he picked up the bag before heading towards the tall willow windbreak that shielded the area where the lorries and their sleeping drivers were parked. Kevin stopped part way along the hedge, took a gold cigarette lighter from his coat pocket, held it at eye level, and sparked it three times. On the third flame, two men appeared at his side. Kevin was immediately on the alert. "Where's Bruce?" Frank Miller stared down at his feet and let out a low, slow breath. "Sorry, Kevin. Bruce never showed. Those guts of his must be playing up again. Probably didn't want to risk it." "Fair enough." Kevin's face betrayed nothing. "So it's down to you and me then." "What? I'm not here, I suppose." It was Alan Reardon, Kevin's red-headed lump of a brother-in-law. Kevin looked at his brother-in-law, sighed with resignation, and then opened the nylon bag.